The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, and as always, I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can reach Alan and the team at RSG by calling them today. Here's their phone number. It's 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Or check out his brand new website. You can find out more about Alan by going to retirerightkc.com. I think as an adult, most of us have started stories with, I remember when, or back when I was your age. Our own generations, our own eras, you know, they have their unique characteristics and qualities. Growing up in the 1940s is a lot different than growing up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, let alone the 2000s. But there is a common perception that different generations sometimes struggle to understand one another. But no generation out there is going it alone. And you're with me here, Alan, to talk about some of these intergenerational relationships and their challenges and opportunities. You do this all the time. You talk about this in your work. Good to see you. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, Megan, you know, this is a topic that I know a lot about. But, you know, one thing that I got to ask you, what happened to uphill both ways?
Yeah, like that's right. In the snow, right?
Right. That's what I always heard. But, you know, I know a lot about just the whole idea of the sandwich generation where you're taking care of multi-generations. So, you know, back when we were in school, we were likely to interact with other members of other generations. Sometimes that was good. Sometimes, you know, bad. I've got a brother who's 15 years older than me and a brother who's 3 years older than me. And being the brat of the family, if you will, it was, you know, they never seemed to want the little brother around. At least that was kind of the feeling. Fortunately, we all grow up and get out of school and become, you know, family members, and that part goes away. But, you know, just the topic of intergenerational interactions, you know, one I can see is the idea of the sandwich generation. And that's one that I'm a proud member of.
Okay, so you're a member of this interesting sandwich generation. What is that exactly? Who are these people?
And I'm not trying to make anybody hungry, but the sandwich generation actually refers to kind of the idea of being sandwiched in between. So it's considered to be typically somebody, you know, between the ages of 40 and 60, and somebody who cares for both their children and that's somebody 18 and under, or as well as an adult, you know, as your parents. So my grandma just turned 100 and I help a bit out with that. My dad is over RMD age, or over 70 and a half. And my mom recently passed away. So I'm helping my dad get along after losing a spouse and, you know, the new life that he's creating for himself. But I also have a son who's a little over 1, another one who's 7, another one who's 8. So I'm definitely from, let's just say, from 1 year old to 100 years old. That's my sandwich right now. So yeah, I'm definitely right in the middle of it.
You certainly are. You're kind of like the meat and lettuce tomato part of that sandwich, aren't you?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So I'm guessing a lot of families, though, Alan, are kind of like you in this context. They're dealing with this sandwich effect. Does it apply to a lot of people? Have you seen this a lot?
It does. In 2012, Washington, D.C.-based think tank, the Pew Research Center, they did an extensive study on this phenomenon and found that 47% of adults between the ages of 40 and 59 have a living parent over the age of 65 and were either raising at least one child under the age of 18 or helping one adult child over the age of 18 financially. And I see this a lot of times with our clients where they're either helping with college funds or weddings or, you know, they thought they were empty nesters and then, you know, kind of that rebound, one of the kids come back home or, you know, so all different situations. And you really have to factor this type of phenomenon in when you're looking at financial planning. So however the amount of financial support for adult children has definitely increased over the years. And it's very important that we look at all of these factors.
So the increased financial burden, that seems to be coming more from the adult children, Alan. Is the Great Recession, what we experienced in the economy, is that a factor for that?
Yeah, Megan, I believe so. The Great Recession, you know, it started in 2008, followed by a fairly slow economic recovery that we had in the U.S., and this presented headwinds for many young adults. In 2010, young adults were employed at their lowest level since 1948. And that was when employment data first started being collected. So obviously we don't have information prior to that. And from 2007 to 2011, weekly earnings power for young adults able to be employed full-time was the lowest out of all age groups. Megan, a little extra information is the typical person in the sandwich generation, and this is real interesting, is that, and that's obviously somebody that's participating in both taking care of both a parent and a child, but that's typically adults that earn in excess of $100,000 per, you know, like per family. So that's a real interesting statistic, and that's going to add into our conversation a little bit. So with retirement looming or already upon us, it's important to be absolutely sure you'll have enough money coming in every month, not just to cover your expenses, but to live the kind of lifestyle you've imagined and worked so hard and so long to save towards. The first step is getting a completely customized retirement income analysis from a financial professional with Retirement Solutions Group. This is someone who has your interests at heart and someone who can provide you with a fresh professional perspective on your entire income picture. This is not some generic cookie cutter report. It's customized to your unique needs and goals. So if you've saved for retirement, call me 913-685-9422. Call me now and you'll get your personalized retirement income analysis. That's 913-685-9422. So call now, 913-685-9422.
Alan has a great new website to check out as well. If you haven't seen it yet, make sure you go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. Alan, we're talking about the sandwich generation. This could be a real problem, and we're discussing people who are paying for their adult children, and they're also trying to help their aging parents. And that can cause some real financial troubles. In fact, there are a lot of factors out there that can cause you to outlive your own savings in retirement, maybe even require you to ask for help from your children, which I know is not ideal.
No, we've done some past shows on this exact topic because with the aging population, and that's, you know, just living longer and longer. Like I've mentioned several times, my grandma Helen's lived to be over 100 thus far. And that's fantastic, but there's a cost associated with that, meaning healthcare costs. I mean, her specifically, she's been living in a nursing home with, you know, over $7,000 a month in cost. And that's something that she never wanted to have happen, but it, you know, that's the world we live in. And, you know, with all the improvements on medication and how we can take care of people, we have to factor that into our planning. We also have limited pensions. What I mean by that is 85% of us don't even have pensions. And if they do, they don't cover everything they need to because we've gone from defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans. And we need help from financial advisors like myself to help us to define our own benefit. We also could look back to Social Security, which was never designed to cover everything in retirement. But here's a plan that when it came out in the early 40s, you know, the average life expectancy was 62 years old and the full retirement age was 65. here we fast forward 50, 60 years in the future, and we're looking at full retirement being somewhere around 67, and average life expectancy, if you're married, somewhere around 92, if you're single, somewhere around 85, 87. So you're really looking at kind of an antiquated system, if you will. I mean, we haven't adjusted it enough to accommodate for today's aging population, and specifically our sandwich generation more than anything. But just, you know, like I'm talking about, the cost of living longer is immense. Somebody with bad health could be less expensive in the long run because they're not going to live as long as somebody who's healthy. I mean, you nothing is an absolute, but you have to use the best statistics and the best ideas to plan. I mean, I've said it hundreds of times in my life that if you're not here tomorrow, then a financial plan isn't that important. But if you're here for the long time, then a financial plan can be worth its weight in gold. So, you know, you really need to work with somebody and make sure that all of these issues are addressed.
We talk about the expense that can come from helping our parents, but boy, we all want to do that. We want to be able to help them, right?
Yeah, Megan, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a judgment call, you know, if you will, because like I took care of my mom's funeral. I helped my dad out with life insurance costs and help him out with questions. And, you know, I'm his advisor, but at the end of the day, we want to help our parents, but we have to factor in, is it something that's going to take away from ourselves in the future? And this is something I've seen it, you know, drastically on both sides. I've seen it where, you know, if you have the ability and you can, and it's no big deal to go ahead and take care of your kids or your parents and go that extra mile for them. And I've seen, we've got a client going through it right now where they're paying for a second wedding, not a first, but a second wedding. And, you know, I can see the tug, if you will, on the marriage and on the couple, because one of them is like, yeah, we're going to do this for our kid no matter what. And the other spouse is like, it's not something that he wants to do, but he's not, you know, happy wife, happy life. So he's going to do it to their own detriment, potentially. And there's all types of situations like this. It could be just helping out with college money. It could be helping out with divorce or weddings. It could be just keeping the lights on. But we want to help our kids, but we also want to give them a good education and let them help themselves. And it's the same thing on both sides. So that's where you really got to factor in. By doing this for somebody else, is it going to affect you and giving you the lifestyle that you want? And is it worth it to you? So it just all intertwines together. So I'd really like to help our listeners. If this is something that applies to you, if you've got questions and concerns, you want some advice, I'd really like to invite you to pick up the phone, call me at 913-685-9422. So that's 913-685-9422. Call me to get your customized retirement income analysis done for you and your family with your information, your concerns addressed. And I'll do this for the next 10 callers at no cost and no obligation. Look forward to talking to you now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
How do you manage the financial responsibilities of raising a family and perhaps helping your aging parents? Find out as Alan talks about some of the possible missteps to avoid and some of the options available to those in the sandwich generation. That's next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 22nd or Thursday, August 24th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak here with the Retirement News Network, joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. Alan can help you build the retirement you've always envisioned for yourself, but it takes a plan, and I want to encourage you to reach out today. You can start that plan, get that process underway by dialing Alan at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. And his brand new website, we just rolled that out, didn't we, Alan?
Oh, yeah. A lot of hard work, love, and sweat went into that one.
Well, it's just great. And it really is a terrific resource for you. If you'd like to check that out, if you're nearing retirement and you're looking for some direction, that's a great place to start. RetireRightKC.com. Again, it's RetireRightKC.com. And we're talking today about retirement income and about some of the financial decisions people who are in the sandwich generation face. And I just want to redefine that for folks who are perhaps just tuning in. If you've not heard of the sandwich generation, well, there's a chance you could be in it. It's people who find themselves taking care of their adult children who, for whatever reason, are maybe back home or just not financially independent yet, but also caring for and financially supporting their aging parents. And a lot of people are finding themselves in this sandwich generation. And Alan, you were talking about the possible financial impact of helping your parents on top of raising your children and all the other costs of living that we have. Help us understand that. Go into that a bit more for us, if you would.
Sure. You know, taking care of our parents, we have to pull the money from somewhere. And I think that's really where you kind of, if you want to pull the sheets back and look inside to why it can be a really a big decision when your kids come to you or when your parents need some assistance. It's because where's that money coming from? Are you not putting into your IRA? Are you taking money out of a traditional IRA where if you're, you know, under 59 and a half like myself, that would cause me to pay a 10% IRS penalty? Or maybe you need to pull the money out of a Roth IRA. Well, it's not taxable in the sense of what you've put in, but any gains would be. But you also are losing the benefit of that tax-free money for the remainder of your life. And then there's the idea of, you know, well, you know, you can shortchange a 401k or IRA or traditional or even a pension plan by not putting into it. But at the same time, you're going to have a hard time playing catch up later. And so when you factor all of this, these ideas in, you know, you love your family member, you want to take care of them, but sometimes you got to look at them and say, you know what, kiddo, I know you're having a hard time, but I've got to take care of, you know, mom and me through retirement, and you're going to have to fend for yourself. You know, helping them find ways, just like you did potentially when you were younger, sometimes is the better lesson learned.
Yeah, that is true. Alan, it's just a tricky situation. I do know it can get really extreme where you have people who they have to leave work. Now, it's their choice to leave, but they have to in order to care for a parent who's in need. They need that much care.
Yeah, I've seen it where you have somebody that decides to forgo their career or stop working so that they can take care of mom and dad full time. And that's an interesting dynamic, especially if you have siblings, because then it never tends to work real well when you have one. You know, let's say your daughter, quits her job to take care of mom and dad, but then you've got siblings that didn't take off work. How do you even out the playing field? Now, I know some of our listeners are sitting here saying, none of that matters. It's mom and dad or it's my kids. I would bend over backwards. I would take care of them at any cost. And that's fine. You need to just know all the facts to make your decisions. And that's what we're talking about today, is not to make a judgment call. I want to make sure that's really crystal clear, that what we're talking about is a financial planner. You know, my job is to just help you be that kind of third party to weigh out your options and let you know what the overall impact and effect is on your family and the decision that you make when it comes to financial. You take care of the emotional side, I take care of the financial side. So it's just understanding how all these pieces play in together.
Is there a way to help without having such an impact on your own financial well-being, though, Alan? Because that can get really scary for people. They feel like maybe they're losing out on some income during their peak earning years, or maybe they feel like they're blowing through their savings.
You know, I think there's two answers to that question. One, definitely there is. It's called creating a strategy. And that's something I do each and every day. The other side of it is getting involved. And what I mean by that is I think if your family members are comfortable coming to you and asking for favors or asking for help, then they should be just as willing to basically open up their books and show you what they're doing or where their money's going to see if there can be improvements. You know, I know I had this conversation with a client once where they were giving a lot of money away to their son and to helping him with his engagement ring, paying for parts of the wedding and travel and cell phones. And then I was looking at Facebook with them and saw that he was going to the World Series when the Royals came in or going to other things where I know those tickets were expensive. And he was bringing this up to me that, hey, my son's spending all this money and I'm spending all this money on my son. And I'm saying, well, why don't you sit down and talk to him? If he's got money to pay for World Series tickets, why are you paying his phone bill? And again, I know that's a hard conversation, but it's the same thing. If you're helping your parents out, it's okay to say, hey, mom and dad, where's it going? What are you doing? Is there ways to cut back on credit card bills or spending or stop eating out so much? A lot of times we have the income to make life work. Sometimes we don't have the knowledge or discipline to make the money go as far as it needs to. And sometimes the easy way out is to reach out to family members or somebody else that we think has the ability to help us out so we don't have to make those changes. And that's why, I mean, getting involved, looking at all the different factors, I think that anybody who asks for money should be willing to, or help, should be willing to share the information so that you can see if you can have improvements. And even bring that family member in or that situation in to your financial planner and seeing if we can come up with some additional solutions. So, you know, bottom line, creating and implementing and periodically revisiting a strategy for building your retirement nest egg, this presents a complex set of challenges you don't want to be put in the hands of just anyone. Our roundtable retirement process is designed to help our clients achieve simplicity and more financial security during the second half of their lives, and it's focused around providing you a five-star planning experience in the five key areas of your financial life, which includes income planning, investment planning, tax planning, legacy, and healthcare planning. So we're not just worried about your return on investment. We're worried about your reliability of income. If this is important to you, call me now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
And Alan's website, if you'd like to learn more about Alan and the team, you can go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. Alan, it sounds like what you're saying is, even though that's a hard conversation to have, you really just need to get it out in the open. What do you do once you have that information?
Well, this is a time when you can assess all the information, sit down with your planner, and look at how all of these pieces interact with each other. We use a financial advisor, could be a tax accountant, lawyer, estate planner, an insurance professional. Get the advice and help fill in any holes that you may have. And this is something that, you know, I found that most parents are more than willing to open up to their kids when they get to a situation where they feel and agree that they could use some assistance. Just like, I would say more so the children, when mom and dad ask those questions, meaning, so the other side of the sandwich, if you will, the when, you know, me being in my mid-40s, talking to my children would probably be more apprehensive to answering those questions than my parents, who are over the age of 70, and knowing that I'm there to help and that I have the right intentions. It's kind of the old idea that I believe that, you know, what do they say? At one point, your kids think you're God and know everything. Then there's a point when you know nothing, and then they come back to you like, oh, you actually knew a lot.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that day with my kids.
It's a typical process. So, you know, I think it's harder for us sometimes to feel that we need to be intrusive and ask those questions to our parents when actually they're more than willing to share the information. And a lot of times probably don't know that you'd be willing to help if you asked. So once you have all that information, that's the time to take that information and see how you can assist them in a better light. I mean, we work with an estate planning attorney, Brendan, who has an office right here in ours. We just did a show of Retire Right with Alan Becker a month or so ago, I think it was, where Brendan came on and talked to us about estate planning. So But that's real handy because he's right here in our office. He's got his own practice, but he does office out of the same building here at 435 in Metcalf. So, you know, it's just real convenient to work with a planner to get those questions answered. And remember, what we're talking here about is typically for an older age group. So retirement income, transitioning from the accumulation phase of retirement to that distribution phase by way of the preservation, like wanting to not lose what you've built all these years, should probably be a key element of these discussions. And, you know, of course, your estate may not need as many resources, but it's important to assess and organize from different angles in this way, hopefully covering yourself against different risks, you know, like inflation, market volatility, longevity. We just don't want you to outlive your savings. Your health can be a very costly expense. So making sure you have the right health plans. You know, here at Retirement Solutions Group, we're also insurance licensed. So we have the ability to help you with Medicare, prescription drugs, which is also a very important part. And an area that I see a lot of people, when they take the time to look, can save a lot of money by being in the right plan. I mean, Medicare, for example, is very misunderstood. And really, you're supplementing Medicare. So the supplement, you just need to be in the least costing one, not a brand name, because you're really paying for the name. They're all the same. They pay what Medicare tells them. You know, so it's just important to understand your budget, parents' budget, kids' budget, whoever you're assisting, and make sure it's all working well together. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we think the RSG Advantage is there to help you make it not only to retirement, but through retirement. We do this through our fiduciary approach. Everything we do is focused on your best interest. It's your money, your retirement. And I believe that it shouldn't be that hard to give you the advice that is truly best for you with no conflicts of interest on our end. So I would love to put together our roundtable retirement review for you. This customized retirement analysis is available for the next 10 callers. Call me at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Do you know how to create an income strategy so you have enough savings set aside for retirement? Alan gives some suggestions on how to cover some of the unexpected events that can occur in retirement and other ways to make up for lost ground. That's next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to set a strategy session with Alan to discuss your retirement and get that plan in place, you can call him today at 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. We're discussing the sandwich generation and how to make a plan that allows you to be financially independent through your retirement, even if you get stuck as the sandwich filling. And Alan, part of that plan is to meet with financial professionals. And we're talking about retirement specialists, maybe an attorney, as you pointed out, someone who can help you with your will, your trust. And I want to know, when you're meeting with these professionals, what are some options that they might be sharing with you? What should you be looking to do?
Megan, I think it depends on your situation and what the person you're talking about is qualified to discuss or offer. And this has been an issue that I've had for years with the industry is, you know, you could be talking to somebody who's a securities licensed individual, somebody who is licensed to deal in the stock market, and they're giving you advice on insurance products, or vice versa. You're talking to somebody who's insurance licensed and they're giving you advice on the stock market. And, you know, technically they're not supposed to, but you ask the questions, they give you answers. Sometimes they're just their opinions rather than something they're licensed to discuss. So it goes back to working with somebody who is licensed in the area you're discussing. So like myself, I'm an insurance licensed individual as well as a Series 65 fiduciary, or somebody's licensed to work within the stock market on a advice basis. So what that means is either question you ask me as far as how to use controlled volatility or controlled risk in planning, or whether you're using safety and security in planning, you're going to get the answer. So I think an annuity which is an insurance product, can be a very valuable diversification element utilized in planning. And the reason being is that annuities give you the ability, the right one, and it's based on the claims paying ability of that insurance carrier, give you the ability to have income potentially for life, and not only your life, but the life of a spouse as well. In other words, income you cannot outlive, which does address one of the biggest fears of retirees, which is outliving their income. Now, I'm not saying that all your income should be generated by an annuity, but a portion of it, the part you want guaranteed, definitely could be taken care of or satisfied by use of the right annuity product. And there's no contribution limits on these like there would be on a 401k or an IRA. And that can be helpful to those people that are maybe closer to retirement or maybe make too much money and are not able to, you know, put money into, say, a Roth or, you know, have too much income to even use an IRA at sometimes. But earnings grow tax deferred inside an annuity by design. And there's two basic types. There's deferred annuities that you defer until you need income. Then there's immediate where you activate them pretty quickly to give you that income stream you need. It's just real important that when you're talking about an annuity, for example, that you're talking to somebody that is licensed, certified, and has done the testing on the specific products that are out there and knows, you know, what an annuity is and how it operates rather than just gives you an opinion. And that is so, so very important. But in any case, you're going to want to coordinate any insurance or annuity products with your pension, your Social Security, your investments, the dividends, the returns, so that they all work together. That's why you need to be working with somebody that's not only insurance licensed, but also securities licensed. So what I call a duly licensed person. The strategies can also help provide a general sense of confidence, so you know where your income's coming from. It's like the difference between hope or cash. In other words, you know, the dividends on an investment portfolio, that's cash. You can almost take that to the bank, because if they pay the dividends, you've got something to live on. But if you're waiting for growth of a certain stock fund, then, or a specific stock, then that's hope. I mean, you hope it's going to appreciate in value. The other thing is that we can use life insurance as an asset class. So maybe you've set up your life insurance as an investment or an asset class at one point, and you can access that for income. So there's a lot of ways that you can access funds to use for retirement or to assist family members if you choose to do so. But it's important to understand and review your options with a financial professional and to make sure it's suitable for your, you know, unique and individual situation.
That's great advice, Alan. And I've heard that lately, especially, there have been some really great developments on the annuity front. So what other options do you think people focusing on retirement income, what do we need to be aware of here?
Megan, the bottom line is there's been a war for our money. Just so many people retiring, and there's the securities world out there that says don't buy insurance products, not because that's in your best interest, but because they don't want you to put money in an insurance carrier, because then it's no longer in the securities world. And honestly, vice versa. Making sure that you're using the right type of product for your individual situation is what matters most, because at the end of the day, you've got to live with the decisions you make. So you've got to educate yourself, and you've got to, you know, get a basic knowledge. That's why, you know, I like to give out my book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, because I think it's a good read. And I think it helps with this overall conversation. You know, some of our clients, they don't need their RMDs, required minimum distributions, at 70.5. Some do need it to live on. So everybody is so unique and individual on this that, you know, yeah, there's some annuities out there that we could utilize that would allow you to prolong taking your RMDs or required minimum distribution. You wouldn't have to take it at 70.5. And these are called QLACs, or qualified longevity annuities. So my favorite type of annuity is one that's called a fixed indexed annuity. It's an annuity that works with the market. So you're not actually invested in the market, but your gains are based on the gains of an index. These days, there's so many new developments inside the annuity world that there's probably 10 to 20 different indexes available. I mean, we've got the traditional, such as the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, the Hang Seng, and those type of indexes. But now we've got just a lot of indexes that have been created by think tanks that they can track and utilize that are coming up with some great returns. I've seen annuities returning in the 7% range all day long. Now, I tell my clients that if you're going to utilize an annuity, you know, just plan for somewhere around 4 to 5%, maybe a little less some year, maybe a little bit more, but the average around 4 to 5%. So it's a nice conservative type vehicle. But the great news is even if the market produces negative returns, if you're inside an index annuity, the worst you can do is zero. Then a lot of those contracts, if you need it, have what's called an income rider on them. And that income rider can guarantee you upwards of 7% guaranteed year after year. Typically, that's for income, not to pass on to your heirs. But most people who purchase an annuity are doing so for the purpose of income. So a lot of the scare tactics and fear out there of why not to buy an annuity are really, if you think of why you'd want one, are kind of a moot point. In other words, if somebody says, but if you put your money in an annuity, you don't have access to it. Well, you don't have access to it unless you are willing to potentially pay a surrender charge. But if you're putting the annuity in money into an annuity for the purpose of income, then Megan, why would you want it back if you're getting your income? If you're getting what you want from it, I mean, that's like saying, but if you buy a car and you take it off the lot, it's worth less than you started with. But if you wanted the car and it gave you the ability to drive and do the things you wanted, then you purchased it for a purpose. Same idea. You got to decide what you want it for, not think of all the problems. That would be like, and it's using that same example, saying, well, you don't want to own a car. It takes maintenance and gas, and you got to put tires on it, and you got to change the oil. That just goes with owning a car. You know those things. You just need to know the facts before you make a decision. You know, an important component to any retirement blueprint is having a retirement strategy. And for a handful of listeners on our show today, I'm going to give you a complete income strategy with our customized roundtable retirement process. This roundtable retirement review is for the first 10 callers on today's show, and you're going to receive this customized analysis to help you guide you through retirement. All it takes is a phone call. So be among the first 10 callers right now to get your customized retirement income analysis from Retirement Solutions Group at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. You know, it never ever hurts to get a review of your current retirement income strategy. So give me a call now at 913-685-9422.
We're so glad to have you with us today on the program. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Alan's brand new website, you can check it out at retirerightkc.com. So, Alan, some of the things we're talking about today is specifically annuities and some of your favorite annuities. I would imagine those could help with healthcare costs, true? Because living longer, it means we just get more expensive, don't we?
Oh, for sure. I mean, and along with the conversation of the sandwich generation, if you're going to help mom and dad out or help the kids out, you're going to have to make your money last longer and do more for you, right? So, you know, to work with or deal with market downturn, that can be very taxing, if you will, on a retirement plan. And, you know, now that I said it, taxes, that can definitely be, they call it a hit on your retirement. Healthcare, inflation, and taxes. Those are the three biggest killers, if you will. It can, in fact, the average 65-year-old couple today can expect to spend roughly $250,000 for healthcare along their retirement path. And, you know, that comes in the form of Medicare premiums and their Medicare supplements or Advantage Plan co-pays. Some people choose to pay for these costs with long-term care insurance, and that would be in the sense of the care in retirement. So when you can't do some of those things that you've been, you know, that you've been doing all your lives, you need extra assistance in retirement. And this can cost upwards of $100 a day or more. You know, so if you're factoring in the your pension if you have one, and your Social Security if you take that into account, you don't need to buy insurance for something that you already have coming in and guaranteed, or annuity payments, things like that. But what you're short, then you might look at a long-term care policy or some other option to cover those expenses. And when we look at that, we could look at anything from a life insurance policy with a long-term care benefit or a traditional long-term care policy, or even an annuity that has an income doubler when you need care. So there's a lot of options out there, and you need to find the one that works best for what you want. So whatever the solution, the best thing to do is work with a qualified financial planner such as Retirement Solutions Group, get your questions answered, and see how it applies to you. And we'll do that at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Annuity contracts and long-term care policies, just two options to help you cover your costs in retirement. Find out some other options for boosting your retirement funds coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 22nd, or Thursday, August 24th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can begin building the retirement of your dreams by calling Alan today. He has a great team for you to meet. Dial 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. His website, fantastic, and it's brand new. Go to retirerightkc.com. And we're talking today about retirement income and some of the financial decisions that people in the sandwich generation face. Alan, how does life insurance help the sandwich generation?
You know, life insurance, Megan, is one of the most misunderstood policies out there. I actually love life insurance, and you know, the typical retiree feels that once they get to retirement, they typically drop it because they think, hey, we've got enough money, we don't need life insurance anymore. But it's still the only vehicle that is 100% tax-free when it passes to your heirs if set up correctly. What I mean set up correctly, that you fund it appropriately, it's in your estate the right way. And that's why we work with an estate planning attorney. So if you're under 10 million, 10 and a half million in a estate value, you're usually pretty good that you're not going to have any taxes on your life insurance. But then you could look at it as a way to leave a legacy. You could look at it as a way to adjust some of the taxation for your surviving spouse, provide income for a spouse, or set up appropriately when you're younger. And we do a lot of this for our clients' children that haven't quite saved enough to be totally set up for retirement, or some of our professionals that might be sandwiched themselves. We're able to help with compound interest by using life insurance as an asset class. And that entails buying the insurance not as an insurance policy, as you traditionally think, like getting the most death benefit you could for the least amount of cost, but actually the opposite, getting the smallest amount of death benefit possible for the largest cost. And there's some tax codes we use to reference that. I mean, you can't just put a ton of money into a life insurance policy and have like no death benefit. That would make it what's called a modified endowment contract or an investment, and therefore not tax-free. What we're trying to do is the opposite, is create inside this life insurance an asset class that can be utilized later in life as tax-free income. This is something that has the effect of, say, a Roth IRA, but the government's not in your business. They're not knowing how much you're putting away. They're not telling you when you have to take it out. So it gives a professional the ability to put money away and have all the effects of the Roth IRA or tax-free income down the line without having the limits of the amount of money they make. So very overlooked, underutilized vehicle, but really it's an asset class more than anything. And then we can take this life insurance policy, and if, you know, God forbid something happens early, you've got that death benefit to fall back on, which is kind of just a residual benefit of this strategy. And, you know, if you get into a jam or health changes, or, you know, it's nice to have that extra benefit. And then within that life insurance policy, we do a lot of times get some added benefits. Could be the long-term care coverage. It could be the ability to pull money out to have that final hurrah or vacation at the end, or, you know, so there's a lot of ways to use the product for your needs. And that's where it really comes into sitting down with a qualified financial professional that actually works in the insurance arena as well as the finance, so that you can have the benefit of the stock market and the benefit of some safety within the insurance products, and get those to, you know, play nicely together, work well together to give you the income you need to make it not only to retirement, but through retirement.
Alan, as we've talked about the sandwich generation, we've kind of focused on the aging parents and the middle-aged parents who are caring for them and for the adult children. And what about them, those adult children?
Well, I think we need to include them for a lot of reasons. One, that you may be the other end of the sandwich at some point, and you want your kids to know how to handle it appropriately when you get there, and that it's okay to ask you those questions, but also give them some guidance so they can set themselves up maybe even in a better situation than you are, so that they'll be able to throw a few dollars your direction. But really, it's about maintaining a budget and paying down debt, getting the highest interest rate credit cards first, because we want our kids to learn from our mistakes and our successes, right? You know, you don't have to get into all the actual numbers and let them know exactly where you're sitting. I mean, I find a lot of parents don't want to leave their kids a huge windfall because they don't know how they'd handle it, or they're afraid that they couldn't handle it well, or that they should make their own way in life. Whatever your unique internal, you know, feelings are, you just got to share them with your financial advisor and let them know so that your planning can be addressed in that direction. But, you know, if your child is earning an income, consider helping them or suggesting that they start an IRA. Explain the difference between a Roth or a traditional. You know, I know specifically that I meet with a lot of my clients' kids. They'll bring them to a workshop or bring them into one of our client events, such as a night out at the ballpark or our barbecue in the summer. But they'll start bringing them into the process and letting them understand the stuff that we've taught them and how to utilize it for themselves, so that they can pass that torch on. And that's just a good way to do it. I mean, one of my favorite things I ever heard from a client was they didn't tell their kids that they were paying for their college. What they did is had them finance it, and they had them get into debt and set it all up. And then when they graduated, so it was their skin in the game, right? So when they graduated, they handed them their graduation card, but inside the card was the money to pay off all their loans. So the kids didn't actually know they had a full ride. So they, you know, when it's your money, you tend to try harder. So the kids thought they had the debt. And then because the parents had the means and the kids did so well, they paid off the college, but they did it afterwards. Now that helped build the kids' credit too, because they started the loans themselves and they paid them off, which gave them a really good start on life. So that's just, you learn a lot of neat ideas doing this. And one of the great things that I'm able to do is pass those neat ideas on to other generations myself.
Alan, any parting thoughts to offer people who are currently finding themselves sandwiched?
Well, being of the sandwich generation sounds like a Who song. This is my generation. But, you know, I've lived this one for many years, and there's more and more people just like me. I mean, a lot of my friends are in the exact same situation, that they maybe even had some adult children and decided, hey, let's start over again. Some on purpose, some not so much on purpose. But hey, either way, having children that are still in school, still growing, and you're in your 40s, put you in your 60s when they're in college and starting their own life, versus having parents that are in their 70s. I mean, you're right there in the middle. you're having to give a lot of advice, help a lot of people. And I mean, it's fun, never boring, but you've got to find a good financial professional, somebody that you understand, somebody that understands you, somebody that you can build some trust with and a long relationship. I would honestly say you need a financial advisor, in my opinion, that's close to your age or younger, because you want to, it's going to be a long relationship and you want to make sure they're there when it counts the most. Right. But, at the same time, it's just a really good idea to work with somebody who understands, again, the insurance world and the securities world, is a fiduciary and can wrap all this stuff together. So it's not just you sit down and talk about return on investment and that's it. You need the legacy planning, the healthcare planning. You need a tax efficient portfolio and planning strategy. I mean, one of the areas we see more than anything is a surviving spouse inheriting their spouse's IRA, the higher of the two social securities. And with that, they inherit a 25 or 28% tax bracket for life. And that wasn't the intent. It was not thinking through all of the different areas. And when they go back to their advisor, or what they assumed was their advisor, they get told, well, we can't talk to you about tax stuff, or we cannot, we don't work with annuities, or we don't help with the life insurance. You'll have to go, and you end up working with five or six different people instead of going to one place where you can get everything addressed and it can all work together. And I find that, I think that's where we have most of our families come in and become part of the Retirement Solutions Group family, because they can really see that connection, the ability to get those, all those questions answered. And it's a really good place to be, to put your head on the pillow each night, know you've been able to help people. And that's why the roundtable retirement process was created, to, we've trademarked it and we've put that together to give great folks that are listening the ability to kind of have that life preserver thrown out there. They can catch it, get their, come in, get their questions answered. And, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are sandwiched, taking care of mom and dad, maybe scared to ask the questions, or, you know, want to be the good kids and, you know, not taking the vacation because they don't want to be too far away from mom and dad in case something happens, or not wanting to tell their siblings, you know, hey, we're doing all the work and, you know, you need to help out. These are not uncommon thoughts or questions. These are questions that we all think we might be alone with, but really you're probably the majority rather than the minority. Living the lifestyle you desire and dream about during your retirement, that takes careful planning and, in many cases, the assistance of a financial professional that will help you develop and put a strategy in place. And every retirement strategy, that starts with an analysis. That's why we have our roundtable retirement process. So we want to do a roundtable retirement review for you. So if you're among the first 10 callers at 913-685-9422, that's exactly what I'm offering, is a roundtable retirement review. This is our trademark process. This personalized, just for you, retirement income analysis is available to the first 10 callers who call at 913-685-9422. Call me right now, and this analysis comes directly from an experienced, skilled financial professional. And this is someone who has your interests at heart, someone who can provide you with a fresh perspective on retirement income, build that picture, and help you work your plan. But it's only available to the first 10 callers. So if you're ready to retire, or want to get ready to retire, call me now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Call me now, 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.